Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Did you know blue and gold equal green? Well, it does when UNCG celebrates Earth Week 2009 on April 20th through the 24th, with lots of activities and events around campus. Today, I'm speaking with Jenny Page, Environmental and Sustainability Manager at UNCG's Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling. Earth Day is actually on Wednesday, April 22nd, correct? So what events do you have planned for that day here at UNCG?
Earth Day is on April 22nd this year, and normally we hold Earth Day at the Fountain on campus, but this year we're holding it at Faust Park. It's our first year doing that, but we thought the beautiful spring park was a good backdrop for Earth Day. So from 12 to 4 that day, you can come out and enjoy numerous activities going on, some do-it-yourself type workshop events. You can come out and learn how to fix your bike, or you can see some of the art installations we'll have going on out there. There will be informational tables, and we have three bands playing. The headliner band is Holy Ghost Tent Revival, and you can check them out on the web. They've got a pretty big following in Greensboro, so there's quite a bit going on.
Well, what other events are planned for the rest of Earth Week?
Earth Week kicks off on April 21st with the Sustainability Scholarship Fair in Gatewood Studio Arts Lobby from 5 to 7 p.m. that evening. It will be a showcase of some of the research going on across campus in regards to sustainability, whether it be about health and social justice issues or something having to do with nutrition. So there's a big array of topics that will be covered there. April 22nd, again, is Earth Day in Faust Park from 12 to 4. April 23rd, we have our annual event, Landfill on the Lawn. And this is when we actually pit two dorms against one another, and we dump their two dumpsters in the middle of College Avenue, sift through them to find out what could have been recycled. And the dorm with the least amount of recyclables in their garbage wins that event. That's cool. Going to be happening at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll probably smell it from wherever you are on campus. Also happening on April 23rd is our Art Can event, and that's happening in the Weatherspoon Art Gallery. It's a canned food sculpture contest happening, and all of the food's going to be donated to the Greensboro Food Bank. That's happening from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Additionally, we have our second annual farmers market on campus. That's happening in the Weatherspoon Art Gallery as well from 4 to 6 p.m., so you can come out and meet some of our local farmers and taste some local treats. Then that evening of the 23rd, we have the Sustainable World Film Series. Wall Town is happening, and that's at 6:30 p.m. in the Weatherspoon Auditorium. So, and that's completely free and open to the public as well. Finally, on April 24th, we have our Peabody Park Protection Project, P4, as we call it. This is also an annual event that we do twice a year, actually. It's an ivy pool and park cleanup from 1 to 3 p.m. You can meet us on the pedestrian bridge to the music building and help us maintain the park, clean it up, and keep out some of the invasive species that are growing out there.
Great. There's so many activities happening. Is there anyone else involved around campus in some of these activities? Are you getting campus support?
We absolutely are. The grounds department works with us closely on the Peabody Park cleanup, as does the Peabody Park Protection Committee. The scholarship fair has been hosted by the Interior Architecture Department. The Earth Day celebration is involving numerous community members as well as other departments on campus. Landfill on the Lawn is our office, the Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling. And the farmers market, obviously, some of our local farmers in the area are coming out to support our event. We also have about 50 student volunteers who usually come out for our Peabody Park event. So Everybody on campus is coming out.
Great. How long has UNCG been celebrating Earth Day or Earth Week? Any significant events from the past worth mentioning?
Our Earth Day events have grown in size and also scope in the last probably, I would say, 10 years or so. It started out as a very small event that used to happen on College Avenue, and then it morphed into a larger event at the Fountain, and now we do Earth Week every year because there's so much interest and there's just too much to do in one day.
Mm-hmm. So. Great. So besides this Earth Week, are there other sustainable events happening throughout the year?
We are having several events throughout the year after this, but this is probably the biggest event to sort of close out the academic year. And then in addition to that, we have our annual move-out program where we collect around 8 tons annually of household items, clothes, electronics, books, you name it, from kids who are moving off campus. We then turn around and sell all of that material to the community for 50 cents a piece. So you can walk out literally with a brand new TV for 50 cents. And then all of that money goes towards scholarships to send students to environmental conferences the next year. So that event is on May 27th and 28th this year and begins at 9 a.m. in Cone Ballroom at EUC.
Great. So speaking of your office, the Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling, can you tell me a little bit more about it and what you all do for the campus?
Sure. We are responsible for all waste management and recycling across campus. So a lot of people think that we are just recycling bottles, cans, and paper, the normal items on campus, but we actually recycle over 30 different materials on campus, everything from cooking oil to tires to wooden pallets, electronics, and more. So we handle all of that. In addition to that, we have our hands in a lot of the sustainability initiatives going on across campus. I'm the sustainability manager for campus, as well as heading up the Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling. So we've got our hands in a little bit of everything going on.
Yeah, you have a lot on your plate, a lot of wonderful activities and things happening. So how could students or other staff on campus find out more or get involved with some of these activities?
There's several ways to get involved. If you're a student, there's a student environmental group, UNC Green, and they have a website within the UNCG website. You can look it up. And then there's also intern opportunities with the Office of Waste Reduction and Recycling, where students can work on everything from carbon inventories to educational campaigns for campus. You can join the Sustainability Committee. You can check out sustain.uncg.edu and find out more about the committee there. Any student, staff, or faculty member is welcome to join. And then in addition, just attending some of the events and ongoings on campus.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, and we hope we see a lot of you at Earth Week events around campus. And if you're interested in more information, check out the links on this podcast. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Beth.